Listening, Part 3. Listen to a man and a woman talking about working for big companies. Match the people, woman, man, or both, to the opinions below. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
I was talking to Dave the other day. He's just left university and he's trying to decide what sort of job to apply for.
He's got a degree in computer science, hasn't he?
Yeah, so it won't be difficult to find something. He thinks he should join a big company, and I suppose that could be fun when you're young and you're working with lots of people the same age.
I know my brother liked it. When he started, his company employed about 200 other graduates, and they had a great time. What's even better is that he didn't have to go out and make friends and meet people.
I can see that makes things easy. I do think you should still see your old friends, though. You know, people from school or university, at least some of the time. Probably most of it, actually.
Is that the way to do well in a big company? Looking back at when I was at the bank, the people who got to the top were the ones who knew all the important people. They invited the managers home for dinner, that sort of thing.
I think that's rather sad. But that's just the way things are, I suppose. At least the salaries for new graduates are good in these big companies, compared with small family firms.
To begin with, they are, but I'm not sure that's true later on. They do go up, but only very slowly. And actually, I think that's what's wrong with these huge organisations. They've got lots of rules you have to follow. You're just a very small part in a big machine.
I know, but in something like a bank, you can't really have everybody doing what they want, can you? Just think of the problems. But if you're happy to follow the rules, it must be quite relaxing.
I think that's the difference, really. You have a lot more freedom in a small organisation, and it's much easier to move up. I mean, look at you. You were a classroom teacher, and then the head of department in how long?
11 weeks. But I wouldn't call my school small. I was simply the right person for the job.
Anyway, what did you tell Dave to do in the end? Did you give him any advice?
Yeah, actually, I said he ought to think about starting his own company.
Now listen again.
I was talking to Dave the other day. He's just left university and he's trying to decide what sort of job to apply for.
He's got a degree in computer science, hasn't he?
Yeah, so it won't be difficult to find something. He thinks he should join a big company, and I suppose that could be fun when you're young and you're working with lots of people the same age.
I know my brother liked it. When he started, his company employed about 200 other graduates, and they had a great time. What's even better is that he didn't have to go out and make friends and meet people.
I can see that makes things easy. I do think you should still see your old friends, though. You know, people from school or university, at least some of the time. Probably most of it, actually.
Is that the way to do well in a big company? Looking back at when I was at the bank, the people who got to the top were the ones who knew all the important people. They invited the managers home for dinner, that sort of thing.
I think that's rather sad. but that's just the way things are, I suppose. At least the salaries for new graduates are good in these big companies, compared with small family firms.
To begin with, they are, but I'm not sure that's true later on. They do go up, but only very slowly. And actually, I think that's what's wrong with these huge organisations. They've got lots of rules you have to follow. You're just a very small part in a big machine.
I know. But in something like a bank, you can't really have everybody doing what they want, can you? Just think of the problems. But if you're happy to follow the rules, it must be quite relaxing.
I think that's the difference, really. You have a lot more freedom in a small organisation, and it's much easier to move up. I mean, look at you. You were a classroom teacher, and then the head of department in how long?
11 weeks. But I wouldn't call my school small. I was simply the right person for the job.
Anyway, what did you tell Dave to do in the end? Did you give him any advice?
Yeah, actually, I said he ought to think about starting his own company.